Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center, died October 18th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life with a light lunch will be held today from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. To allow friends and family to attend the celebration of life, the Richland Locker will close today at 2. Carl Huth is survived by his wife of 55 years, Susan, three children, Jeffrey and Deborah Ferguson, Jennifer and Kevin Carden, and Craig and Laura Huth, five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and siblings John and Betty Huth, Mary and John Honer, and Rosie and Ron Steinmetz. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center. Jerry J. Staskel, 77 of Boscobel, died October 16th at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 9 to noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry Staskel is survived by his brother, James and Kay Staskel, sister, Gloria Biersma, sister-in-law, Deidre Kasda, brother-in-law, David and Kim Kasda, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Jerry J. Staskel, 77 of Boscobel. Gloria Jean Bigley, 68 of Casanova, died October 23rd unexpectedly at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon until 4 at Bunker Hill Saloon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Gloria Bigley is survived by her husband of 50 years, Reginald, two daughters, Dawn and Pete Kiddo of Baraboo, and Holly Bigley of Casanova, two grandchildren, a brother, Terry and Barb Pliner of Gotham, nieces and nephew. Gloria Jean Bigley, 68 of Casanova. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75 of Blue River, died October 9th at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne Stelt is survived by three sons, Lucas and Nicole Stelt, Jeff Stelt, and Chad and Brooke Stelt, a daughter, Tracy and Jesse Troxel, nine grandchildren, two sisters, Mary and Nancy, brothers-in-law, Howie and Audrey Stelt, and John and Suzanne Stelt, sister-in-law, Lisa and Johnny Agee, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75 of Blue River. Marion S. Johnson, 87 of rural Richland County, died yesterday. There will be no memorial services. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marion Johnson is survived by her husband of 68 years, Jimmy, three children, Greg Johnson of Sun Prairie, Judy and Paul Eater of Fitchburg, and Tony and Holly Johnson of rural Richland County, five grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. Marion S. Johnson, 87 of rural Richland County. Harvey L. Reeder, 85 of Plain, died Monday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with military rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Burial will be held in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Harvey L. Reeder, 85 of Plain.